Get a load of these wrestling nerds. Together, they've completely wasted a huge portion of their lives watching, enjoying, analyzing, loving, and hating pro wrestling. They're a couple of pro wrestling losers.
Whoa. Wait.
Lifers. Pro wrestling lifers. That's what they are. Here's JR and Moose with the Pro Wrestling Lifers Podcast.
I don't know about you, but I've got like 7-8 pages of notes to talk about today. This is a big week in pro wrestling. Probably the biggest week in pro wrestling we've had in a long time.
In a long time. No prep for me. I'm winging it right here.
Well, I mean, it's probably the best week we've ever had in pro wrestling in how long?
How many years, right?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for checking us out on the Pro Wrestling Lifers podcast. Make sure to check out the Pro Wrestling Lifers blog, or the not lifers, but the
collective.
The collective on the probably the station website that you got this on. JR, you've been off for a week.
I've been off, man. I've been back in Maine, DJed a wedding, but I couldn't wait to get back and talk about some wrestling.
You went all the way to Maine just to DJ a wedding?
Yeah, cousin Sarah gets what she wants, I guess.
Oh, man, that's cool. Yeah. Did she pay you at least like double or something? Or
yeah, well, it's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was worth the trip, though.
Yeah, got some fresh air. Probably saw some fall colors.
Oh, absolutely. But don't think for a second I wasn't in wrestling mode, because I was. I was watching Monday Night Raw. Oh. I had to see the reveal of the new set, which I really liked. Might be an unpopular opinion, but I dug it.
Right.
I love the pyro. I love the entrance video, the new theme song. I think they hit a home run Monday night, if you ask me.
I think so, too. Let's just take it like that. Let's just talk about Raw first. We'll get into tonight's The War Begins.
It does.
Tonight, The War Begins.
And I got a big question to ask you about The War once we get into it.
All right. We'll save that for that. And then, of course, we've got Friday Night SmackDown.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. And then we've got Hell in a Cell predictions.
What a crazy week.
And how are we going to do predictions with this only
chaos?
It's three matches so far just on the card total. We don't know yet. We know 1/3 of what we know about Hell in a Cell, of what we know about Crown Jewel.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a little bit crazy. So let me go to my Raw page here. Man, there was so much unpacked from Raw. Let's just talk about the beginning. Of course. Everything's been repackaged.
Yep.
Everything's been
new logo,
pyro for everybody. Brock came out with a pyro. You know, the man, Becky Lynch, came out with smoke.
Yeah.
And I agree with you 100%. We also had some new faces.
We did.
And some new voices on the commentary, because
it's going to take a little adjusting.
It is. And I think Jerry Lawler is kind of rusty.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they've kept him out of weekly TV for how long? He's got to kind of get back into his mode here.
And I think that's what you saw with JR, too, when he came back with AEW, a little rusty.
Right.
You know, and Jerry Lawler fell back on his comments that he normally, it didn't have puppies.
He had one great one that I actually wrote down, because I knew you were going to bring up the commentary team. He goes, tried to enter an ugly contest. They told him, sorry, no professionals.
But how many times have you heard that from Jerry Lawler, though?
I love it.
That line itself, I've heard at least 20 times.
You don't remember the last time you heard that.
Actually, I don't know the exact pay-per-view that it was, but it was, what was he talking about? Mankind, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Mankind was who he was talking about. But yeah, it was, I love the fresh start.
Yeah.
I love, you know, you and I kind of gave each other beef about the season premiere.
Yeah.
And this season premiere, it felt like an all new Raw.
Reflux, repackage.
I'm okay with the season premiere verbiage now, just because of we actually got something new and different. Action packed, too.
Absolutely.
From start to finish.
Especially the finish.
Yeah. Before we get into that, we started off with a whole bunch of pyro, and then, of course, we had Rey Mysterio come out. And Rey has been on a hot streak here lately. He's wearing a slick, cool jacket. Yeah. Dominic by his side.
And that jacket is actually from his match at Halloween Havoc with Eddie Guerrero. I think it's from Halloween Havoc 96, if I remember correctly, or 97.
He was doing a little Guerrero on the top rope.
And that is a chalk line jacket, which you asked me where I get mine.
Right.
That's from the same company.
Well, it wasn't much longer than, of course, we heard Brock Lesnar come out.
Oh, gosh. How jacked were you when that song hit?
Well, here's I don't think about, oh, it's Brock Lesnar. I think, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen to Rey Mysterio?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that hits me is like, Rey is going to die.
And Rey's grave mistake, of course, grabbing the mic out of Heyman's hand. What are you thinking?
Do you think
you got the beast in there?
Yeah, but he didn't bring it, you know, he didn't He didn't yank it out of the beast's hand.
No, out of Heyman's.
But if you remember history, as soon as I saw those two in the ring, I do vaguely remember a match at a pay-per-view, gosh, years and years ago, Rey Mysterio and Brock Lesnar, and Rey Mysterio won.
I remember Brock Lesnar ripping Rey Mysterio off the gurney while he's strapped down to it and F5-ing him into the ring post.
Oh my God.
And then the whole gurney just hits the post, and then it lands face first right on Rey, right on the floor.
How is Rey Mysterio, A, still alive?
I don't know.
B, how is Dominic still alive?
Okay, I was going to say, how does Brock come down and just beat up your family lineage?
Right?
He comes out, destroys Rey, and then you see him kind of walk over towards Dominic. You're like, oh, here it is. This is going to be his big debut. And grabs him by his ears and just hucks him over the barricade.
That was huge.
And I jumped out of my seat.
But once he flopped onto the floor, Brock had like issues. Like he was like a slippery sack of potatoes or something.
Yeah.
Getting him up and to slam him into the ring post.
Right.
Threw him in the ring.
He just muscled him up.
Oh, my gosh. It to me, this was really shades of when Sheamus came out.
Yeah.
And just destroyed. I can't remember his name. He works backstage now. Small guy. He always had like a straight bowl haircut.
Jamie Noble?
Noble, yes.
Jamie Noble, boy.
That was Jamie Noble's last match because Sheamus just destroyed him.
Wow.
On the floor, pulled back. I believe he pulled back the padding. Threw him on there, did a power bomb on the floor, threw him against the post. But this was shades of that. And we haven't seen this kind of brutality in a long time.
And the big question is, what does this mean going forward? What does this mean for Brock Lesnar challenging Kofi Kingston on Friday for the SmackDown premiere for the title? And also, what does it mean for a feud with Rey, Brock, and Dominic, or whatever that triangle might be?
There's two scenarios I see coming out of this, okay? And you might have picked up on this. You think about Rey Mysterio. He's saying, oh, I'm so sorry at the end of it. I'm so sorry.
It's my fault.
You know, to me...
You know what, Dad? It is your fault.
To me, this does set up a reason why Dominic comes back and destroys Rey somehow. Maybe towards WrestleMania.
How cool could that be?
That would be cool. I don't know how. We haven't seen anything of Dominic in the ring.
No.
Nothing whatsoever. So either he's the best kept secret or he's horrible.
Yeah.
But either way.
He could take an ass kicking.
Either way, I think it has. Well, I don't know. He was in the hospital.
I love the.
You heard the sirens later on the night.
Yeah. Like, well, I thought that was kind of neat because there's just random chaos happening when there's actually like a high profile match taking place.
Absolutely.
You don't know what else is going to pop up.
Yeah.
I love the picture of they have the neck brace on him, but instead of like moving him up onto the stretcher straight, they just grab him by his arms and legs. They just lift him up and he's in pain and he has a neck brace on. And I'm like, man, you just got whooped by the beast incarnate.
Yeah, it was basically Brock was a serial killer. And he just not only went after Rey Mysterio, but went after his family as well.
It was great.
Murdered them both.
Yeah.
What a great way to start it off, too. And it's so funny us talking about this in a great way. You know, it's such a great thing. But the other scenario is there's all this talk about Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about that, where he could ultimately be the final boss in the Rey Mysterio, Dominic Brock Lesnar angle here.
Right. If Rey can't beat him, he's going to bring somebody big that can beat him.
Yeah.
And that could be Kane. But he hasn't signed.
A guy that's beaten Brock before in the octagon.
Right. But a guy that hasn't signed, that's on the indie circuit right now, who looks amazing on the indie circuit. Definitely the worst.
Has he been actually professional? Has he actually been wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Last I knew, he was at the Performance Center, letting everyone kind of get a look at him.
I think that they're all wanting, and that this could be a double-edged sword, or a two-way street that they could go down.
Why not book those two in a shoot fight at Mania or something cool?
I mean, Mania's not that far away.
No.
Could definitely happen.
Maybe not there, but somewhere.
Well, later on in Raw, we got to Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks. This is the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because Sasha Banks, the finish on this. I hated that Alexa Bliss was the person in the ring with her because I like Alexa Bliss. I think that she should be a champion or always be up there. This made the tag team look, the tag team of her and Nikki Cross look really weak because Sasha calling to the side of the ring saying, Bailey, help.
Yeah, she fooled her.
And then with a lot of people are calling the most devastating move in WWE, pins her with a roll up.
Yeah.
You know,
the old schoolboy.
And a little bit of the tights. And I thought this was horrible.
Really? I'm on complete opposite side of the fence on it.
Yeah,
I thought it was
like
great. I like the idea that her best friend Bailey could have such an impact on a match that if she just says her name, it just creates that momentary lapse of focus where Sasha got the pinfall. I thought it was cool.
Full disclaimer, JR, huge Bailey fan. That's exactly why he's always going to side.
I'm loyal. I'm a loyal friend.
With Bailey, a loyal friend.
Yeah.
Rudolph against Heavy Machinery. That was a fun match to watch. I'll tell you what, Heavy Machinery, even though they're not champions, and they may never be champions, they're one of the funnest teams to watch when they get going. Otis, even Tucker has got some slick moves.
And boy, can he move for a big guy.
They both can. Yeah. I mean, you're getting this with Viking Raiders, who came out later, too, and they just basically squashed the OC. But those guys are leaping off the middle ropes. I mean, I'm terrified those are going to break.
Oh, those are going to be tight ropes.
You're talking about 330 pounds going against those ropes.
Against the grain. I don't know.
Something bad's going to happen. But no, those are good matches. The thing I wanted to talk to you about, though, you wanted to talk about the matches? Or
no, I just wanted to jump in on the theme of Otis real quick, is his love story.
Right.
That's going with Mandy Rose.
Really?
I really want to see this turn into actually something.
Is this something going online that I'm missing?
Oh, it's all over his Instagram. He has multiple copies of her Maxim, magazine, and he's looking at them backstage.
Oh.
And he's walking up to her asking for, he's like, "Hey, Mandy, can I get a selfie?" And he's holding up the magazine, and he's trying to kiss her hand, and he's all about it. And she's kind of like grossed out.
Right.
But I think eventually he's going to wear her down and she's going to fall for him. It could be a cool story.
It worked with George the Animal Steel and Elizabeth.
It did.
I mean, they weren't married anytime soon.
The guy ate turnbuckles. I mean, you can only go so far.
It was definitely a love story that most of us shed a tear, at least one or two, about.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, all I can think about when Otis first debuted with Alexa Bliss, pretty lady.
Yeah.
So it's got to be hilarious. I'll have to check that out.
Yep.
Miz TV, Ric Flair.
Dude.
And I'm confused about Ric Flair. Hang on a second. Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan come out to Miz TV. Ric Flair's announced as the 16-time champ.
Yeah.
And then on the big, huge screen, it says 17-time champ.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
He says he's like a 24-time champion. We don't exactly know with Ric, but dude, he was like straight up going off the cuff, and you could tell everybody else was trying to go off what they were given, which is part of the story.
It was
Hogan starts
so awkward.
Yeah, Hogan starts putting him over about he's the greatest of all time, and he's like, "If I got to listen to your theme song one more damn time, I've been listening to that for 30 years. If you don't think I'm the greatest," he's like, "No, I just told you that you were."
It was a train wreck that I couldn't stop watching.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to watch that, because you knew, like, oh, Rick is not supposed to be saying these things.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And his introduction to the team was all off. So Hogan was kind of on track with everything.
Yeah.
Ric Flair was drunk. So,
oh, yeah. It seemed like it.
He had something going on that was
And then
just,
you see Jimmy Hart in the background just trying to get in the frame as much as possible. I love it. Come on, Hokey baby. Get in there, baby. Come on.
But what this sets up, of course, we don't know, but three matches on the card for this weekend, but this already sets up one on Crown Jewel. And that's going to be, I believe, the 16th of... No, it's October 31st.
It's on Halloween night, yeah.
Halloween night. So we got Team Flair, Team Hogan.
Brother.
And I believe on Team Flair, let me get this right, it's Randy Orton.
His first pick was Randy Orton.
And then possibly King Corbin, who was also out there.
Which I also saw some stills during that last match.
Right.
Of King Corbin's throne broke.
Really?
Sitting in it, it broke.
Well,
and you see Randy Orton bent over laughing his ass off.
Well, it's probably of course, with the events that unfolded at the end of Raw,
You didn't see it on TV, but people in the audience got it on Instagram.
Team Hogan is Seth Rollins and Rusev.
Yeah.
So far, we still have two more.
Rusev turns babyface and back heel in the same night.
Why not?
I don't know.
Rusev rules. It's Rusev Day again.
Never been a fan of his.
Not a good Rusev Day, but we'll get to that.
Oh, gosh. Then it just got worse for him.
It's confusing, too, to me. Let's see here. We had, let's see here. I can't even read my own writing. Oh, AJ Styles, Cedric Alexander. Phenomenal match.
Those two, man.
Dude, the finish, if you have not seen the finish, it's on WWE.com. Watch it three times, yeah, and you're still going to go, what just happened?
Wait, how?
Right. It's super, super. I mean, my wife and I, I was watching Raw a little later on because she's a big Voice fan, so I'll let her watch The Voice.
How does she feel about Adam Levine being off the show?
You know what?
Who cares?
Kelly Clarkson does a good job replacing him.
Even better.
Yeah, I think so. Plus,
the guy tries to sing too hard.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be done with that show here pretty soon. As soon as the blinds are done.
Brock show up at The Voice and just destroy Adam Levine.
I bet you Brock can really sing, though. He probably comes off with like a nice crooner.
Oh, gosh.
Like
yeah.
a Sinatra or something.
Yeah. And he just tears it up.
No, but I caught this on the DVR, and I had to rewind this finish. I had to rewind twice just to watch it. And when I first saw it, I leaped off the couch.
Yeah,
it was so cool. And my wife was, you know, playing her Words with Friends or whatever, and she was like, "What is going on?
What happened here?" So,
really, really fun. But this is a question I get from this match, though. Just basically, AJ Styles is destroying Cedric Alexander. If I say the Entertainer, I apologize. But
you will.
Cedric Alexander is destroyed again. Also, before that was Viking Raiders and the OC got squashed.
Yeah.
We've got a draft coming up.
We do.
Is the OC getting ready to go to SmackDown? Because they're Raw members right now.
That's fine. Just don't split them up.
I don't want them split up either.
Please don't.
So that means...
Because they have something good going right now.
And that means AJ Styles going to Raw... You know, right now, AJ Styles is the,
United States champion.
He's the United States champion.
Yeah.
So that means that the U.S. championship would go to Raw, possibly, in the draft.
Right.
So are we forecasting this, possibly?
I don't know. I think this is them just trying to get us to speculate that, because this draft is going to be gangbusters, man.
Yeah, it's, dude, right now, it's hard to get all this information in.
Yeah,
because
no,
there's so much going on. Firefly Funhouse gets even better.
Good stuff.
Rambling Rabbit. Is Rambling Rabbit the new Kenny from South Park?
He might be. I liked it. And I was there. I was with my pal
Keith.
You're
in the Firefly Funhouse?
Yeah. No, I was in Portland watching this. And Bray Wyatt comes on the screen. And obviously,
let me in.
His whole, like, you know, da, 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 da.
Right.
My buddy goes, what the hell is this? I go, just watch.
He hasn't seen it?
No, he doesn't watch wrestling. So
was he hooked afterwards? He was like, that was intense.
No, he just like stared at the screen. He couldn't understand what was going on. He's like, why is there puppets and stuff? And why? He's like, that mask is really cool, though.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the best thing
going.
So
just to see his reaction of not being a fan.
It's the best thing going in WWE right now. I think
second best.
What's the best?
Bayley.
Whatever. But let's see here. Don't say The Fiend three times. We learned that in Raw thanks to the Street Profits, which,
yeah,
dude, I can't wait to see those guys.
Yeah, they're going to tear it up tonight on NXT, right?
They are. But here's my question. We got Hell in a Cell coming up. What's The Fiend going to do to Seth? I mean, is this a thing where Seth is going to get destroyed by The Fiend?
Do you think we'll ever see a hanging again? Do you remember
where
when
did
under?
That come from?
Do you remember when? Well, you're saying, remember, what is the Fiend going to do?
I think Stephanie McMahon with the crucifix from the Undertaker.
Yeah.
That was pretty disturbing.
Well, I'm saying, do you remember at WrestleMania 15 when the Undertaker hung Big Boss Man from the cell?
I remember it was it was Big Boss Man. Wasn't
Golly,
it? And it lasted a long time.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a long time. Speaking of uncomfortable, we get to the end of the night,
dude. We don't. Oh,
this is so great. Rusev basically comes out to save Seth early in the night, comes back to say, hey, I deserve a championship.
I'm the only
match.
One that came out. I deserve it. Boom.
I love seeing Rusev in this picture. I love seeing him in the headlines. I love seeing him big time. But then it just got awkward. They had a great match. All of a sudden, Bobby Lashley's music
hits. He comes back.
I'm like,
I was excited to see him.
I was excited. I was hoping for a little bit more entertainment from Bobby Lashley. He came out. He did the motion of I'm gonna have the championship belt.
Yeah,
is that forecasting?
Maybe.
I mean, Seth's belt is kind of up for grabs here pretty soon.
I think so.
Then he motions back to the backstage, and like 45 minutes later,
and they make us wait for it. It was like she wasn't in position, and people are just running backstage to find her. But boy, did they make us wait for it.
It was like a whole combination of awkwardness and interest, yet disgusting, because Lana comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And looks amazing. Gives Bobby Lashley a nice little hug, and Rusev is just standing in the ring, looks like his heart is on the floor.
Now, on top of that, no pun intended, you get Rusev backstage. When he's asked about Lana, he won't even talk about it at all.
Won't even talk about
it. So this is obviously like a super serious subject for him, and something could actually become of this. And then to see him in the ring, they didn't just hug. They gave us some straight up softcore porn right up there on the new rampway, and they were playing some straight up tonsil hockey.
It was the longest PDA I would ever imagine seeing.
People on
anywhere.
Twitter were going nuts over it.
Well, they were tweeting four or five times saying, "Is it still over? Is it still going? Can I look now? Is it over with yet?"
No, it's still happening. Dude, so, it was intense. It was so uncomfortable for Rusev.
But this is the thing I like about the storylines that are happening. Though the kissing was a little bit long.
But it drove home the point.
You get these questions of, okay, what's happening next?
Yep.
Why is Rusev standing in the ring, not doing anything about it?
Exactly.
Well, of course, they were waiting for the next thing that comes out.
Yep.
And that's The Fiend, of course.
Of course it is.
And he comes out and
just
attacks
Seth Rollins.
Just
when you thought the ending of Raw couldn't get better, The Fiend seizes the opportunity where everyone in the ring and in the arena is at a standstill, just blown away by what's happening. And he gets the jump on Seth. I liked it.
Dude, it sets you up for it. Again, these shows are more like what you expect pay-per-views to be.
And you know what was interesting about Raw? It wasn't just a run-of-the-mill show. It seemed like a lot of the stuff that they did was to genuinely invoke a what-the-hell reaction, or make you feel a certain way for Rusev, make you feel a certain way for Rey. It garnered
make you feel
sympathy. It made you angry. It made you uncomfortable. It made you excited. It pulled you in on all those different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to give Raw a round of applause, because they put on a damn good show.
What was it, 3 months ago? WWE was chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I can totally forgive them for that.
They're pulling the nose up.
They're pulling the nose up for sure, and they're not taking the word from the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, no.
I'm going to point the nose down.
Oh, gosh.
It's, I think, Edge and Christian's favorite promo from the Ultimate Warrior.
Of all time.
Okay, so tonight we get into some more WWE-type action as well as the big war with AEW.
And my big question before we even go into any of this.
It's probably my same question to you.
Which show are you going to watch live, and which one are you going to DVR?
Well, let's talk about it.
All right.
And at the end, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
Because either, you know, first off, I'm going to DVR them both.
Right.
I just have to do that because I have to set the stage for, you know, what, you know, I don't know if every Wednesday night I'm going to be home and see all this action.
I get it, yeah.
But the next 3 weeks are going to be pretty awesome.
And you know what's kind of cool? I keep up with Jim Cornette's podcast, obviously, and he's talking about for this whole next month, he's changing his upload day to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So he can then kind of give his thoughts on what is now becoming the Wednesday Night Wars.
Well, let's. Do you want to start with AEW Dynamite, or
let's
do you want to start with NXT? What do you want to start
with? Let's start with the Dynamite.
All right, so AEW Dynamite.
We've been talking WWE all so far.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk about some of the cards.
Can you turn that thing off already?
Hey, business has to get done, man. I appreciate you covering.
You got five, six text messages coming in. I'm over here trying to scramble and cover. We got phone calls coming through, pretending that they're not happening.
Well, let's
never a dull moment over here.
Let's talk about AEW Dynamite. It's tonight, 2 hours.
Yep.
TNT
live, baby.
And
they have released more tickets to the show.
Well,
they've opened up some more seating.
Well, they've opened up some more seating. Does that mean that they needed more seating, or
maybe they just found space where they could you know, squeezing a
Put
few
them
more
on
butts.
A, on
yeah.
the side of the hard cam on
Maybe.
The other side?
Yeah.
Hopefully they have a great turnout. I think this is going to be a nice show.
It will. It's what could very much be a pivotal moment in professional wrestling. Like, you will forever remember the first WCW Monday Nitro.
Always. And, well, I think the one that you remember most is the one where the Outsiders came in for the first
right.
time.
Right.
So I think
you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
The thing I remember most about Nitro starting was the flames.
Yeah.
And as when that happened, it was like goosebumps. And I think
Whoa.
Tonight we're going to get the same thing. The intro is online for
yeah.
Dynamite. It looks stellar. Let's talk about the matchups. MJF, one of my favorites from AEW.
Yeah.
Against Brandon Coulter.
Coulter, I think.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He thinks, I'm not sure, some of these wrestlers' names and stuff like that, we're really not familiar with, and that's going to be a problem for AEW because
yeah.
they've got to introduce all these guys.
It's going to be their job to introduce them to us to get us familiar with the talent they have.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of hype packages tonight?
I'm not sure. Honestly, for me, I just expect a buttload of wrestling.
Well, and I don't know very much about, I know tons about MJF because he is one of their best characters that
yeah,
they have there.
He jumps off the screen.
Absolutely. And he's so fun and entertaining to watch. So I'm sure that's going to be cool. They got Cody Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. Now, have you seen the Sammy Guevara guy?
No, not much.
He's pretty awesome.
Is he?
Now, he's a guy, and this is the thing you're getting with, I think you got this in Impact the first time, or actually, no, you did get it in WCW when they were going through the Monday Night Wars. You had names like Razor Ramon and all this stuff on WWE, but of course, when he goes there, he's
right.
just Scott Hall. So now you're just getting normal names
right.
with AEW. To me, MJF kind of gives you something. I mean, it's not his real name, but I think it gives you more of a character
totally
than you would get from a Sammy Guevara.
Right.
But there's Eddie Guerrero.
Totally.
And he was great too.
Rey Mysterio.
This guy was is fantastic. Cody, still going to go by Cody.
Yeah.
Even though he's got the Rhodes name back.
Yeah, and I was also reading that he's trying to buy the War Games trademark from McMahon.
Yeah, and that's a smart move because I think AEW is perfect for War Games.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but
nope.
I think what they'll do is they'll do the same thing, call it something else, give it up.
Yeah.
I mean, find another name for it. Are you that hard up already for names?
Yeah.
You can have the same style match.
Same concept.
Just like the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
You've changed the concept to it. Do it with this and
yep.
you're done. That should be fun to watch. This one I'm really looking forward to. Adam Hangman Page
yep.
and Pac.
Dude.
The Bastard Pac.
Yeah.
And that brings another thing. Pac is a very big cusser.
He's freaking mean.
He is mean. A lot of the swearing and stuff like that, how much is going to get over on TNT? What words are they not going to include?
I think it'll depend on how late he's out there.
It could be. What I'm not looking forward to at all, I could care less about this match because I don't care anything about these two competitors. And it's a women's match.
Yeah?
The AEW Women's Championship match is going to be decided tonight. Their first
yep.
ever champion, Nyla Rose and Riho. I don't know anything about either one of them.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about Nyla Rose because she won the...
she's like the big badass.
Yeah, she won the Battle Royal.
Riho won the four women's match, like the fatal four-way match. I don't know, man. Who knows? It might be good. I don't think it's going to open up the show like NXT did with
their
girls.
I wonder if this is going to be their main event, though, because...
No way.
Well, I'm thinking they want to, you know, WWE has pushed women's into a whole new level of wrestling. They're going to want to try to do the same thing. It might be their main event. This certainly should be. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks
yep.
against Chris Jericho, and then, of course, the former LAX guys, Santana and Ortiz.
Yeah.
That will be...
Who were advertised as mystery partners previously.
Yeah, but they let the cat out of the bag, I think,
yeah.
yesterday or the day before. So, a solid lineup. No Jon Moxley. He's definitely making an appearance.
Though his face is all over the flyers,
of
all
course.
Over the promo packages.
But the big rumor is, you've got WCW, the first ever Nitro.
Right.
They do it live from the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And who shows up at the end?
Lex Luger.
Who is going to be there, Lex Luger, tonight?
I don't think they have one.
Well, the rumor is a former WWE champion is going to be there.
Let's see.
Now in MMA.
Yeah, now in Jack Swagger?
Yes.
Wow.
That's who they're, and to me...
Well, I say wow because I wouldn't expect that. The majority of the audience is going to have no friggin' idea who the hell Jack Swagger is.
I think you're wrong.
Cool as it is to see him kicking ass in Migs martial arts.
I think when it comes to the wrestling audience, you know Jack Swagger.
Yeah, but you're talking about the 1% diehard, the WWE Network subscribers, the Impact subscribers.
Mm-mm.
The mass majority of fans that are tuning in to see what this is all about for the first time are going to have no idea.
I think Jack Swagger is a big deal, but is he Lex Luger? No.
No, come on.
And here's I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool for the 1%.
But is there more that they're not telling us? And I think there is. There has to be.
You know, I'm not sure.
And the one thing to watch is how do they set up next week? How do they do next week?
Yeah, that's the thing. They haven't been great at that with their pay-per-view. So that is a really good question.
Another former WWE name that I don't see anywhere, and I might be missing this, is Shawn Spears.
Yeah.
I don't see the Perfect 10 anywhere on this card.
That's okay.
No, Tully Blanchard and him now together. Tully Blanchard, diehard fans would know him. Even today, Shawn Spears, the Perfect 10, people know him.
Mm.
So I think if you're going to put your best foot forward, you put your most familiar faces forward.
Well, he's certainly talented. I wouldn't go as far as to say he's like a familiar face draw. I don't think people are going to tune in and say, oh my God, that's the guy that came out at number 10 at the Royal Rumble.
Right.
You know,
but does he come back and interfere with Cody Rhodes' match?
Maybe.
Possibly to continue that story.
Just say you don't rely so much on what you feel might be face value or face draw, and you just build up and you make the competitors and the stars that you have there, you make them seem important.
Right. Well, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to ask you about this live on the podcast here.
All right.
We've got a Friday Night SmackDown. First ever Friday Night SmackDown. Well, not the first ever, but the first ever on Fox.
If you smell!
I'm waiting for it. Not yet.
What the Rock? Not bad, right?
I enjoyed giving you the Shane McMahon. Yeah. You know,
everyone in the building is like, what in the hell is going on in there? Oh, they're talking about wrestling again.
Let's do this. We've got we've got a card set for this weekend's.
You skipped over NXT, though.
No. Yeah, you're right. I did skip over NXT. Let's go back here. Before I get into all that, let me go back to my NXT notes.
Yeah, NXT is now 2 hours. I thought it was very interesting that they did the first one and then they wanted to carry you over to the network.
Right.
Which I would try to do. This is going to be super tough tonight. Do you understand? I do a night show on the air. How am I going to be able to do that and watch both of these programs at the same time?
I don't know.
How can I do a 5-6 hour broadcast and watch 4 hours of wrestling in the meantime?
I think you need a couple extra eyes. That's exactly what's going to
happen. What am I going
to
do?
Now, okay, so the war is on. You're right. I missed NXT. AEW got me all excited.
I can already see where your allegiance lays.
Dude, I'm ready to talk about SmackDown. But before we get to that.
Me too.
We've got NXT live on, of course, the USA Network.
Yep.
2 straight hours. Not just that, but they have a pre-show on the WWE Network.
Really?
With, of course, Sam.
Is Sam the guy with the weird hair?
Yeah, Sam.
He's
Charlie.
He's not very good.
Yeah, but Sam Charlie are going to be joined by...
I like Charlie. She's dope.
They're going to be joined by... he used to be a punter in the NFL.
King Booker.
No.
Oh.
King Booker wasn't... Pat McAfee. Have you heard of Pat?
No.
He was the one at the pre-show for the WWE WrestleMania that wore shorts.
What?
And everybody was all upset that he wore shorts.
So why
this
him?
Is WrestleMania. Watch this guy.
All
I'm
right.
telling you right now. Watch the WWE Network. Watch the pre-show. This guy is the future of WWE. He is
what
hilarious.
What are you talking about?
Corey Booker has, not Corey Booker, but Corey Graves have nothing on this guy.
All right.
He's the next Lawler.
Wow.
Guaranteed. He is hilarious.
All right.
But,
you heard it here first on Pro Wrestling Lifers.
Charlie Caruso, Pat McAfee, and of course, Sam Roberts.
Charlie is the next Mrs. Ramsey.
I don't know. Maybe. okay. So they're going to have a WWE watch along. We'll stream it live during NXT's big debut as well.
I like that.
Tonight on the NXT. Now, NXT is shaping up to be an NXT takeover.
Oh, dude.
They've got some huge matches.
And you know they're going to come right out the gate again with wrestling, high-paced action right in the ring, right off the jump.
It's not going to, and not just that, but they've got the advantage of familiar faces that they've had, yeah. Even though it's WWE Network subscribers.
It's so interesting because
they're
how
all polished.
I know, it's crazy too, because all those guys and girls in NXT, like you said, they're so polished with the WWE way. How, it's just, the Wednesday Night War is interesting because it's AEW, essentially, in our thought process, trying to compete with Vince McMahon and WWE, but here they are going up against their developmental territory, so to speak.
So to speak, but their developmental territory, now they have 2 hours. I don't think tonight you're going to see a lot of the developmental talent.
I think you will.
You might see a couple of names here and there to do some filler stuff. But you're also going to see a lot of hype over their big stars. One of them, Velveteen Dream.
Big NXT stars are still in the developmental. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is, I think like Velveteen Dream, he's already been the North American champion.
You're going to see the people that you would regularly see if you were to tune in Wednesday on the network.
But, I mean, these guys, when you look at their A game, NXT is its own brand. That's the way I feel. I think NXT is
doubt. And
not,
how great is that intro hype package to open up the show?
It's something that you watch. It reminds me of the UWF back in the day, except it was really good. You know what I mean? You had smaller crowds. You can hear individuals yelling and stuff like that, which I like. I do love WrestleMania crowds.
Speaking of smaller crowds, did you see that the NWA is now getting back to its roots of producing studio televised wrestling?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're doing that right in at Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And Jim Cornette is doing commentary.
I wouldn't be surprised. Jim Cornette is NWA until he dies.
He's the best.
For life.
I saw some shots, getting off track here for a second. I saw some shots of the studio, and it's just like you would expect back in the 70s or so.
USWA?
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler, Memphis stuff?
You have your small little crowd, you know, which is for the wrestlers to kind of react to. You get your ring, your little entryway, and then over on this side, you have where you're going to do interviews and pre-tapes, and I don't know, man, like their first one is supposed to be able to watch it on YouTube on the 10th.
I think
so. I'm gonna watch it.
Hopefully we get some great experience from that has some of those bad outtakes from the old days of the worst promos ever.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you what,
yeah,
you're not a very nice person.
Oh. We're gonna get right back to ringside.
So NXT tonight, we got the Velveteen Dream Experience.
Okay, what does that entail?
I don't know.
I'm curious to find out.
But we'll see what his Purple Highness has to say about that. Shane Thorne and Johnny Gargano.
Oh, gosh.
Huge match. Yep. Like I'm saying, this is going to be an NXT takeover. And we know these names now, even though we haven't, and all the time.
Can you sustain this type of thing every week?
I think you're going to see some things happen where they've said NXT is not coming. We got the draft coming.
Yeah.
So NXT is not going to the other two networks or the other two shows. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see other ones go back to NXT.
I don't want that. I don't want that, though.
Cesaro as your NXT champion?
No, I don't want that.
Come on.
I don't want that because it's
hands down.
Yeah, but it's
perfect
a
perfect champ.
But it's a step down.
No.
As much as I love NXT, it needs to be that group of guys and girls. You don't. No, I don't like
Did
that.
Did NXT not revitalize William Regal's career?
Well, he's not as a professional wrestler. He's just general manager.
Yeah, but the guy was awesome. Still, I think you might see a little bit of that.
I hope not.
Street Profits. You're wrong. Street Profits in NXT Championship match with the Undisputed Era.
Dude.
Now they have all the gold.
Of course they do.
The prophecy is fulfilled.
Shut the system.
So that's going to be a huge match. Does this match finally be the catalyst that puts those two in Raw or SmackDown?
That's a good question.
I don't know. They lost their the NXT Tag Team Championships earlier, and then all of a sudden they started showing up on Raw.
Yeah, and they're just like pitch men, and it's awesome.
But they're still listed as NXT.
Yep.
Don't know.
We're going to see.
Don't know. Candice LeRae. Shayna Baszler.
All right, let me take that match right there. Let's just take the snapshot. All right, the women's championship from both shows,
AEW,
respectively.
Yep.
Okay.
Which the women's match, if you're keeping score at home,
Riho
again is Nyla Rose and Riho.
Right. Now, if you take Shayna Baszler and you take Candice LeRae and you take the AEW one, which match jumps out to you?
Okay, first and foremost, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
Right, exactly.
Secondly, if you don't say the Shayna Baszler match, you've never seen her perform.
Exactly.
She is like the Bruiserweight.
And look,
plus
this,
Ronda Rousey.
This, all right.
Plus Sasha Banks, all rolled into one.
All right, well, think about this. I'm not even talking about what they've done in the ring. Like, you've actually watched all four of these women compete in the past. I'm saying, if you were just to look at a poster in which match, and it's like, all right, I can go into this room and watch that match, or that room and watch that match, which one are you going into?
I'm definitely still going to go into the Candice LeRae, Shayna Baszler match, because
it seems more legitimate.
It's more interesting.
Yep.
And the other one, plus they're totally unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Now, if you would have had...
I'm saying you need to take that out of your mind, because this is broadcast to the masses here. This isn't the one percenters.
I know, but for me, when it comes to AEW, if they would have put the doctor, the dentist in that match...
Baker, Britt Baker.
Much, much more interesting.
Yep.
So, I don't know. This is going to be killing.
I'm just confused by that.
I don't know. I think
I really am.
I don't think you should be confused, because obviously, here's the problem. WWE is the superior product. Everybody cripes and complains about it.
I can't believe you're saying that right now.
They are the superior product. They're the ones to they're the ones to basically put it out there to say we are the... I mean, look, they beat WCW.
We're the boss.
In about, 2 years' time?
No.
Not even that.
No, it was longer than that.
It wasn't 2 years. It was less than that. But
they were losing for 2 years. Of course it was longer than that.
WWE is also a star maker. Proof is in the main event, which I believe is going to be the main event. Adam Cole.
Baby!
And Matt Riddle.
Oh, golly, that's going to be good.
Matt Riddle, his history, former, UFC champ?
I don't know if he was ever a champion, but he was a badass competitor, but he couldn't stop smoking weed.
Well, now he's in the WWE's NXT program, and now he's in a championship match.
He's the king of the bros.
On the biggest night that they're ever
going
to
have. What? He's really friggin' good.
Barefoot and all.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly wanted to hate him.
I know, me too.
When I first started watching, I was like, God, I want to hate this
guy. Get out of here. He's just weed smoker, bro, surfer dude. Not my thing. But the guy grows on you.
All right, your question was?
My question to you is...
AEW.
We have AEW Dynamite on the screen. We have the NXT season premiere, 2 hours.
Right.
All right. It's a full week of season premieres here. Which show are you watching live? Which show are you DVRing?
This is easy choice for me. Hands down, it's NXT.
Okay.
NXT I'm watching live now during the commercials. If I catch it live, will I flip over to AEW? Sure. I'll flip over during the commercials.
I'm with you.
This is the biggest loser of them all. Is the people that are advertising in these two shows.
Yeah.
If they're not product placed in the program, nobody's going to ever see you.
Well, here's the thing. They're going to do a lot of that picture in picture because to try
WWE
to avoid that.
WWE will do that.
Yeah, and I'm actually seeing that on Sundays now with football.
Really?
All of a sudden.
Plus, I'm telling you, WWE, even though Vince McMahon gets a bad rap for a lot of things, which he deserves a lot of times.
Sometimes.
But, you know, when it comes to camera angles, when it comes to, we talked about this with the XFL. NFL looks totally different than what it did before the XFL.
Thanks to one guy.
What's the XFL going to bring next season?
Dude, in February.
I'm telling you.
I can't wait.
And so, and I think the hype package as we get to SmackDown, as we start to talk about SmackDown Live for Friday night, the hype package where you have all these football teams doing the yes chant at the Michigan Spartan Stadium. You have all these people emulating all these WWE legends.
And it's a great concept. We're all superstars.
We are.
I like that.
And I mean, they nailed it on the head. I am so pumped about this Friday night. If I'm not watching this live, I don't know what I'm doing.
I will say, to answer the same question I just gave you, I'm going to watch NXT as well, but I am very, very curious about Dynamite.
I'm too. I think that
very, very curious to see what they're going to get right, what they're going to get wrong, and we're going to break all that down next week right here on the show.
We definitely are. I kind of got your answer. I didn't mean to skip over your answer, but what I was saying, I knew you were in agreement with me on this, but the thing I think that AEW has to do tonight,
build stories.
Hype, hype, hype. Give me that hype package. Yep. Tell me who these people are. Tell me where they're from.
Get me invested.
Get me invested in the product. If you don't do that tonight, I might have to come back for a couple of weeks.
That's the thing.
You know, so.
They always say you have one chance to make a first impression, right? This is a big first impression.
I want to be with them there after the end of the night with a little bit of the bubbly. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I want that.
I know you do.
But if it's successful, they have nobody to thank but Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Okay, Friday Night SmackDown. This is going to be crazy. Okay, let me just roll off some names.
Please do. It's the season premiere. You got a brand new logo. You got a brand new look. I can't wait to see the stage. Brand new network, of course. Fox, major network.
They were on Fox and Friends this morning, hyping at Charlotte Flair.
They were on ESPN all weekend. You're seeing the Sports Center commercials with Becky Lynch. Like, dude, wrestling has never been accepted by the mainstream this much. In a very, very long time.
The last time it was mainstream was the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
Are we going to be mainstream again?
You know what? It's all of a sudden, like, as a wrestling fan, I've never been afraid to, you know, wave my flag. And I think a lot more people are going to be like, hey, I'm into that too now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start becoming super popular, so jump on the bandwagon.
I mean, we've been here for 50 episodes now.
50 now?
Almost a year.
Golly.
This is number 50. And this one is where everything's paying off. Friday Night SmackDown, listen to these names.
We've been waiting for this.
We got Jerry Lawler.
Boom.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
Lita. Booker T.
Wait, slow down. I'm trying to come up with a soundbite for each of them. I don't have one for Lita.
You don't have one for Lita?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my neck!
My neck!
God, that still horrifies me.
Yeah.
Every time I see that move, oh, it just horrifies me.
Yeah.
Mick Foley.
Bang, bang. Yep. Bang, bang.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle would say, it's true. It's damn true.
Sting.
Sting would just go, woo.
Yeah. It's not woo. It's wow.
It's different.
It's totally different. Goldberg.
Who's next?
We've got Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Drop you on that stack of dimes you call it neck, son.
John Cena.
You can't see me.
Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus would say...
Point.
Yeah, just point.
I'm
point
pointing.
Out there. And say, hey, Toronto. Hey, Toronto.
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry would go, hey, 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 Rock.
No, he'd
say... I don't know what you're cooking.
Welcome to the House of Pain, or the Hall of Pain.
The Hall of Pain, dude.
I love the Hall of Pain.
That was great.
Pain. Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother?
And of course, everywhere on the news is talking about it. Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Those are just the
people's champion?
That's, dude.
The pie-eating, jabroni-beating, eyebrow-raising, trail-blazing?
Does that not give you goosebumps?
Oh, man, I'm jacked. This is The Rock show. It's named after him.
It is. And The Rock has to be there. Of course, if it wasn't for him, SmackDown would not be in the
Oxford. The big question here is where on the show is he going to be?
I don't care. It's the very beginning. I've heard some online theories, too, and of course, these aren't true. But a little-known fact that Rock's last match ever was with Rowan.
Really? At WrestleMania? Where he ripped off the pants and dropped them with the Rock bottom.
But that's the thing, though. Is The Rock come back and beat up Rowan?
That'd be cool. Rowan wants his revenge.
All right, but we do have some killer matches. Roman Reigns faces Eric Rowan.
Yep.
Which is...
A.K.A. Rowan Reigns.
Right.
If they were a tag team.
I don't think that there's going to amount to much to this because we have a tag team officially stated for Hell in a Cell.
Do we see Luke Harper and Rowan going to town on Reigns? And Rocky comes out to his defense?
Here's the thing. I see any kind of defense.
Imagine that
pop. Any kind of chaos possible.
Imagine that pop.
Yes.
It'll be this. But Rocky still gets the second biggest in history.
Here's the problem is we've got Hell in a Cell coming up this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday. Friday night we have SmackDown.
This is crazy.
It's in a good way.
You can't.
In the perfect way.
Oh, gosh.
So, okay, we've got two definitive matches we'll get to in a second, but the other one is Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair going against Sasha Banks, and Bayley.
All right, at least you didn't mess up Bayley's name.
Sorry, I didn't mess up Bayley's name. I'm getting excited.
I know.
So here's the thing. We've got a couple of throwaway tag team matches.
The four horsewomen right here.
Right. We've got a couple of throwaway things. Shayna Baszler show up?
No.
Dude, come on.
No, you got to keep her.
Ronda Rousey, does she come into this?
Dude, I don't know. Okay, eventually.
Her name's not on the list yet, but it's going
to
be.
Eventually, I'd love to see a... See, it's so tough to do that because you have feuds with the four horse women right now, but do they put their differences aside to take on the four horse women of MMA?
Well, here's the thing. Baszler...
That's the match we've always talked about seeing ever since they kind of teased it at a... NXT takeover last year, whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we're going to have that. But right now, things are too good.
Back up the tracks here.
Boop.
NXT, boop. Wednesday night, tonight,
yep.
In the war, do you see LeRae beat?
Baszler. I don't think so.
That's a beautiful story.
It is, but
it is,
this is
a good girl done good.
Yeah, but I think she needs to chase after it a bit more.
I think you're right on that.
It could be a big shock, though. But then, you know, I think on you want to get behind the babyface to ultimately get her revenge on on the bully Baszler, right?
Right.
Not in one night, because then you blow your whole load the first night.
Not on this night.
Not on this
night. All right, a couple other matches that are going on. Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon. This is crazy that they're doing this ladder match to put the careers on the line. On SmackDown.
That's cool.
We don't get
things like that anymore.
No. This is definitely a pay-per-view match on TV. The aftermath of this, is Shane done? I mean, I think this is done for Shane. Shane's over. This is completely done. If they reinvent, this is the thing I'm scared of. SmackDown's all new. They believe that they've got an all-new audience, which they're going to have a little bit of new audience.
Yeah.
But not as much as I think they think they are. I think you're going to have your hardcores going, yes, we're getting all this fun stuff. But the new folks are coming for The Rock. They're coming for Hulk Hogan. They're coming for Ric Flair. They're coming for all these
names. Coming for that.
Right.
Now
they won't be invested in this. Does this restart the Shane McMahon crap?
No. Here's the thing.
Or is it over?
They're coming for that stuff, right? Okay. But you want to get them to stay around for the other things. And that's how you hook them to come back next week.
My goal on tonight.
Because you got to think, there's going to be a lot of people tuning in tonight, right, for AEW. There's going to be a whole lot more people tuning in Friday night on SmackDown that maybe were fans during the Attitude Era through the ruthless aggression that kind of faded off. They're seeing in their Instagram feed, in their Facebook feed, on billboards, on TV commercials, everywhere, SmackDown's jumping to Fox. I want to tune in and see what that's all about.
Well, my goal is for Friday night, and I said tonight before earlier, and I messed up, but I feel like it's tonight. Kevin Owens beats Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
Ends Shane McMahon here, and I hope to God they put a hype package before this to kind of tell the story.
Oh, you know they have the best ones. They have the best video team.
And I think he's going to do it because you might have forgotten a long time ago that The Miz had issues with Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
So it's either The Miz or The Miz's dad that comes out and costs Shane McMahon.
Good.
Current mood.
Fist up.
you know, I want to see The Miz help end the Shane McMahon run.
Any excuse to get Miz on TV, I'm cool with.
I'm cool with it too. Then, of course, we got the big one. Kofi Kingston accepted Brock Lesnar's challenge. Not for Hell in a Cell.
No.
No. Friday Night SmackDown, the debut. You called it a year ago saying they go to SmackDown. Brock Lesnar's on SmackDown.
And Brock's going to win the title.
I think so, too.
And he is going to wreak frickin' havoc. But the big thing is, how does this tie into Rey Mysterio and Dominic?
We talked about that earlier. If you missed it.
Give Brock both titles.
If you missed it, rewind the tape and listen to the
whole thing. Be the Universal Champion.
No.
Beat Seth for that, right?
No.
Let him be the WWE Champion. And then him and Heyman can be tag team champions.
I think that's a terrible idea.
All what? Right.
Brock, I love the Brock party. I want the suitcase.
He's the beast incarnate.
I think the way he desecrated the suitcase was brilliant.
When
he got
people,
fined over it.
When
I want Brock Lesnar as one single champion, and I want him there all the time.
Think about this. When those fans...
Doesn't have to wrestle. Just
He's been there. Around a buttload lately.
He needs to stay around.
Now, think about this. Those fans that tune in Friday to SmackDown that maybe haven't been as hardcore, maybe kind of fell out of it for a while.
Right.
When they tune in, or even new people,
right?
They tune in and they see Brock Lesnar out there. They're going to say, wait a minute, this dude is legit.
They're going to be like, dude, look at that knife chest tattoo.
Yeah. And look at that tattoo of his mother on his back. How nice is that?
All right, Lawler. Okay.
John Cena said that.
Anyhow, here's the thing. I have the one biggest question that's going on because it is all over the place on the internet that we have to talk about tonight. The war starts tonight, Friday night, SmackDown on Fox. You bring out the biggest names. One name that hasn't come up, but it's still chanted today.
Who?
CM Punk.
All right. Here's the scoop on Mr. Punk. Word is he has been speaking with WWE. Not about getting back into the ring.
Right.
Not about particularly being on WWE programming.
Right.
But being a part of the Fox broadcast team for the, I think it's pre or post or weekly WWE recap show.
And I think that he's actually done some backstage kind of like vignettes for these shows.
Right.
Or he's done some testing.
Yeah.
Where they kind of put him in a studio and they throw scenarios and they, you know, test him out.
It's kind of like if you've ever watched the, you know, on Fox before the UFC fight night, they have their little team. Or Sunday football, you got Terry Bradshaw, guy's crazy out of his damn mind. You never know what he's saying, but you got those four guys that then send you to the game, and it'll be that similar kind of role.
Bradshaw's got great teeth. Does he come out?
Howie still has that flat top going.
I know. Why would you ever get rid of that?
Jimmy Johnson has the best hair.
I don't think his. I know it does. I don't think Howie Long's hair ever grows. It just stays the same.
Yeah, I think it does
too. It's like a rug that he kind of staples on.
It's like a ruler on the side, and then just
zip does himself.
I used to have a flat top in the 90s.
All right, CM Punk, I think, is going to do a Lex Luger.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see CM Punk somewhere. Either it's in the crowd watching the event with his arm folded and people are just going to go, ah!
Right.
You know, or it's going to be he walks out and challenges somebody. Or I don't think he's going to be in the, I don't think he's going
to
be a ring.
He's not going to AEW. I think he's legitimately put his.
No. I think CM Punk is going to be on WWE TV.
Okay.
This Friday night. And that's what I'm saying. He's going to come out. He's going to either interrupt something.
Or maybe he's not even on TV. Maybe it's that whole look forward to watching Talking. It won't be called Talking Smack, but Talking Smack every week right before and after SmackDown and blah, blah, blah. And it'll show which people are going to be a part of it. His face is going to come up on there and it's going to get a reaction.
I think his the best reaction they can get from him is him being there live.
You think so?
And it's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be sitting in the king's chair. Something's going to happen where you're going to get a glimpse of him somehow. If it's not this Friday, it's next Friday.
Let me put on my writer's hat here.
Because we still haven't
heard
about Ronda Rousey. They can't fit everything in this 2 hours.
No, they can. Long as we get plenty of Bailey. But let me put on my writer's hat real quick. Could you imagine? CM Punk comes down, or even if it's just part of like a video package to show you, like a commercial for their whatever pre-show is going to be.
Right.
And somebody's like, you can't hang with us anymore in the ring. You don't have what it takes. You're not man enough to step between those ropes. You got to hide behind a broadcast desk and criticize what I do in that ring.
I think you're onto something.
Criticize us for traveling up the road every day, day in, day out, town in, town out. And you want to sit behind there and criticize me? Why don't you grow a pair and step in between those ropes and settle it with me?
I think that's going to happen with CM Punk, but I don't think it's going to happen until WrestleMania.
They're going to make you wait for it.
WrestleMania.
He's like, no, I'm just here to do a job. I'm just here to be a broadcaster, this, or that. And then eventually, all right, now you're really starting to piss me off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me grab the old boots and the trunks and see if these bad. Let me get in that ring and show you what's what.
Yeah.
It's clobbering time.
As long as you can remember, it's called a GTS.
Yeah.
Remember how to do it. So.
Of course.
I don't know. All right. Hell in a Cell, dude.
You want to criticize me? Dude, I would die if that actually really happened.
I'm telling you, that's definitely a WrestleMania scenario right there, because you imagine that happens around Royal Rumble time.
You're a quitter. You quit sports entertainment. You went into the MMA world, and what did you do? You got beat twice in there, so you quit too.
Who's the person instigating this?
That's the big question.
And this is where I get, I've got to remind me about Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yep.
As we get into our Hell in a Cell
predictions. That could be a good heel Seth thing to do.
It could be. but he has to become a heel first, I think is coming.
Ooh.
Okay, we're getting into Hell in a Cell, and we've
predictions?
Got predictions.
So we legitimately only have three right now to put the
three
belt on
matches,
the line.
But I do have one, two, three, four, five matches that could happen. So a total of eight at this point.
All right.
Could be more, but are you willing to put the belt on the line?
Yeah.
Because if not, I'll just cash in now and I'll win my belt back.
No, I'm putting it on the line.
All right. Well,
why don't we put it on the line for SmackDown?
Let's talk about some of the... No.
What?
That would be ridiculous.
We have all the matches listed.
No, there's only four that I've listed. There's going to be
That's
more.
That's more than the pay-per-view?
No.
We don't know what's going to happen. It's chaos.
Anyhow, I do know that there's going to be some of these five matches. They're not officially listed, but they need to be on the card.
Lacey Evans going to be on?
No, of course not. And by the way, what an awful finish to the Natty thing. Awful. 2.5 minutes in the ring.
She's been
taunting her. It was a terrible finish,
yeah.
Which means to me, they finished it because one of them's going one way, one place, and one of them's going another.
Get past it.
Which I think is great. All right, so let's talk about the Cruiserweight Championship. It could be on NXT tonight.
It could be.
But I doubt that it's going
to
be.
I read that 205 Live is moving to Fridays. I thought they canceled that show. What is going on here?
I don't want to talk about 205
Live. The door's locked too.
Cruiserweight Championship belt, I believe, will be on the line, and I guarantee it won't be in the pre-show because there's not enough matches to fill a card yet. But I shouldn't guarantee it, but Cruiserweight Champion is Drew Gulak. His challenger is now the man of the hour.
Dude.
Leo Rush.
I'm so pumped to see him back. That springboard from the second rope stunner.
Dude, you went back and watched it.
I did. You told me to. I had to.
Yeah, it's... are you going to predict him to win
this?
I'm picking the Moth.
Me, you got to.
I already wrote down that both of us are going to pick him. Because I knew you would pick him with me because it's so great to see him back in the ring. Hopefully he's paid his dues.
He seems to have a great attitude out
checked
there.
Checked his attitude now.
Yeah.
So he's an incredible performer.
He's so fast.
If it's on NXT tonight, holy crap.
Oh, golly. We're in for it.
And this is the thing. I don't know when these matches
That's the kind of thing you can open up the show with.
Sure.
And crush it.
I don't know about open the show because you want to have familiar faces. There's going to be somebody that's familiar to open it. I wouldn't be surprised if AEW opens with a Kenny Omega match.
Wow.
The biggest name out there.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, who knows? Anyway, all right, Intercontinental Championship, if they have a match. If they don't, we don't know if these are going to happen or not. Shinsuke Nakamura against, I'm guessing, Ali.
Yeah, I think so.
So who wins that?
Shinsuke.
Yeah, I think Shinsuke is going to win this.
I'm kind of cool with continuing his reign and with having Zayn in his corner. I think it's all cool stuff.
But I still think Friday night is going to be so interesting because we only have three matches listed.
Right.
That means that there's going to be a lot of action happening on Friday night. Will we see from Raw Bobby Lashley and Rusev?
Does that mean between us off the air we should update the list and update our
I don't think
predictions,
so. I think
or do
we
they
should
only
just go,
stand as right now?
I think we should stand as they are now.
All right.
Because that way
you're just gonna cash in anyway.
Whatever. Next match, the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We're talking about the Revival and the New Day. Again, we got the draft coming up next week.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
I think it's time for the New Day to be on Raw.
So the New Day are on Raw, so that means they lose.
Yeah.
So, and I'm with you on this, and I hate to agree with you, but I'm with you on this because I think that...
You said SmackDown titles, right?
The SmackDown, yeah, that's what Revival is, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Rude and Ziggler are the Raw ones.
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
And I don't know if they're going to be on the card they could be on with Heavy Machinery.
Yeah.
They could be not. I don't know. But I'm not going to put them on this because I don't think that's a likely pay-per-view match at this point because we just saw it on Raw.
Yeah.
So New Day, I think, the New Day are going to lose. That's
yep.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got to redo this.
Come on.
Revival, dog. Both. I think you're right because SmackDown can't have all the stars. Raw has to have something.
Yeah.
And we'll get to a big something
And
here.
The New Day's been on SmackDown for how long?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Been a long time. All right, SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Charlotte.
Woo!
What do you got?
This might come as a big surprise.
Yep.
But I'm picking Bayley.
I knew you would. I am picking Charlotte because I believe that Charlotte Flair is going to stay on SmackDown Live on Friday night.
That's fine. She can stay there.
Biggest performer.
Right behind Bayley as the champion.
Right now, your championship is in Bayley's hand.
The first ever women's Grand Slam champion. Thank you very much.
But not the last ever.
Doesn't matter. First to ever do it.
JR has got Bayley. All right.
I'm picking Bayley.
Yeah, the WWE Championship, we've got a match on Friday night. I believe we're going to get a new champion, as in Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
Do we see a rematch? Do we see... I mean, the whole... Everything's... Here's the thing.
They
came out and said, no more rematch clauses.
Yeah.
But we've seen a couple of rematches. Are they throwing that away? I think they should.
Well,
and I think you'd like to see a Kofi Kingston and Brock Lesnar rematch.
Well, here's the thing with that. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you don't have... Here's the thing. If you don't have a rematch, right, then it kind of just throws Kofi Kingston off the face of the earth.
Right.
He just plummets down to back wherever he's, you know, that would be his reality check, right?
Right.
And then also, they say anybody can win the title, but you're not the real champion until you defend it.
Well, and that's the thing is, again, I'm looking right at the official card. There's still only three matches. We're speculating that this is even going to happen. I think that there's anybody that's going to challenge Brock within 2 days, it's going to be Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
And if that was to happen, who would win that match?
Brock.
Yeah. I mean, I've got Brock as well. We're going to do both on that one. All right. Now we get to the actual matches that are happening on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns against Eric Rowan and Luke Harper, the Bludgeon Brothers of old.
Yeah.
What say you?
I'm going to go, you see, I still don't trust Daniel Bryan. I think he's rusing all of us.
You are reading my notes.
Yeah?
You're reading my notes.
I think he's pulling the wool over all of our eyes. I'm going to go with the Bludgeon Brothers.
I'm with you on that. I've already got it highlighted right there. Eric Rowan.
This is Daniel Bryan's master plan. He's the higher power.
I agree with 100% because you're going to see a little bit on SmackDown Friday night, and I think this is going to change the complex of this match. I think Roman Reigns is going to buy into Daniel Bryan. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
And then I know it's quick turnaround.
Swindling.
Usually these kind of stories, but we're in a situation where the draft is coming up.
Yeah.
Everything changes.
You got to wrap some stuff up here.
Raw is still Raw, but then next week on SmackDown, everything's up for grabs.
Oh yeah.
So you're
and how exciting is that we get this whole crazy like season premiere week and a pay-per-view, and then next week it's the draft.
I'm exhausted.
I'm
exhausted. So
I'm gonna have to call out sick the rest of the week just to watch all this stuff. Sorry, guys, I got wrestling to watch.
You're reading my mind on that, but are you reading my mind on Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Hell in a Cell for the WWE Raw Women's Championship? Before you answer that,
all right,
I have to change my answer.
What? Do you want me just to answer mine first?
No, I'm changing mine because I did the wrong highlight.
Oh gosh.
And I want to make sure that you understand that. That this is what I had first.
Okay.
But I'm changing my mind now to Sasha Banks.
Well, you took a page out of my book right there.
Oh, see?
I'm telling you, Bayley and Sasha are going to be they're just going to be a force, man.
I don't think Bayley's leaving SmackDown Live. I don't. But I do think Becky Lynch is.
Yeah.
I think Raw is going to still have Seth Rollins. I don't know about The Fiend. But I think, you know, when it comes to this match, I don't know how this is going to happen. But I think Seth Rollins is, I don't know, with this match with Seth Rollins and The Fiend.
Is Seth kind of running on borrowed time right now, do you think?
I think we need a repackaging. I think we need a Seth of old to come back.
I want the blonde hair on the side to come back.
It's like you and me both. And I think it's like we're about to see some ashes,
yeah,
and you're going to see a phoenix rising from Seth Rollins.
Wow.
I think that's what's happening because we're talking about Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Charlotte being on SmackDown. You got to have a star on Raw. That's Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is still going to be on Raw, but she is the Raw Women's Championship. I don't know, dude. It's so hard to tell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. It's like you can literally just...
So here's
you can't pick it. You don't know who's going to go where.
So I'm changing my. No, I can't.
You already did it. We're live, pal.
Should I think I should go with Becky Lynch. I really do. She's going to be on Raw.
We're live, pal. You can't.
No.
You already picked.
No, I'm going back.
You can't go back.
No, I'm going back.
No.
Look, we picked everything the same except for one match.
Good.
Give me this one. I'll give you another one later.
Only if you put two picks on it.
Deal.
All right, deal. Got yourself a deal.
All right.
But I get 5 points Becky, if Lacey Evans shows up at
Lynch,
Hell in a Cell.
That's me. Remember we said this. We'll have to go back to the tape. Sasha, Banks, and that's JR. Okay, now we're talking about Seth Rollins, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Is Seth going to go to SmackDown with repackaging? Is he going to? I mean, I don't know, he should. They recently had a thing with the superstar shakeup where wives and husbands and girlfriends and boyfriends went with the same shows.
And you know what? I mean, I listened to Bruce Pritchard's podcast a lot, and they covered one of the drafts one time. And I listened to Jim Ross a lot, and he covered some of their drafts too. Vince doesn't like to tell anybody where they're going or what's happening.
No.
Like, he wants, like, real genuine reaction.
Right.
So,
I don't know.
We don't know. There's going to be some super pumped up people, and then there's going to be some folks that are pissed off.
Well, I'm going to go with...
It's going to make for good TV.
When it comes for Hell in a Cell, seeing Hell!
Yeah.
I'm going with The Fiend.
Really?
I'm going with The Fiend to beat him and to be the oddest champion we've ever had.
Well, here's the thing is how do you...
Does he even need the championship belt?
Well, I'm saying, he's not bigger than the company. Let's relax here for a second.
Dude, this guy is huge right now.
Yeah, but come
everything
on.
They put on the shelves
he's
is
not, he's
gone.
Not Brock Lesnar.
No.
Let's chill for one moment. Let's not fit him for his Hall of Fame jacket yet.
He's
all right?
Very, unless Brock is holding the briefcase, jamming to Funky Town.
I'm into it,
he's
too.
He's a lot more interesting than Brock Lesnar.
No way. No way.
Brock's the beast.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's not interesting.
Yeah, he is interesting.
Mm-mm.
You just look at him.
All right, I've got The Fiend. Who do you have?
Well, let me think this out here, okay?
Can't change your mind.
I won't.
Can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Yeah, you can. I'm trying to think of how do you defeat Bray Wyatt without ruining the momentum that he has going right now? That's what I'm thinking.
Who's on the cover of the Hell in a Cell?
Well, obviously, because this just makes sense. Seth doesn't wear a mask. If he did, it'd be split screen for him.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to ask you, how do you defeat Bray Wyatt without ruining his momentum, without taking away his steam?
That's
what do you do?
I don't
because
think
because you have to admit, if Seth beats him in the match, Bray Wyatt's kind of like, oh, well, all that was kind of for nothing.
Well, they've had some dark matches after matches where basically Seth Rollins and The Fiend have actually had some ring time, so to speak.
Right.
And I think they've done that because they want to be in the ring together before Hell in a Cell in front of a live audience. They probably showed a couple things that works, and it's just like doing house shows. But I think with The Fiend, you can't. You have to have him win. He's the most unorthodox champion. Do I want him to have the belt now? No. But with the draft coming up, I think Seth Rollins is getting a rebirth on SmackDown, and I think he needs it. And
see, my thing is I can't foresee how, like I said, how to defeat Bray Wyatt without killing him off.
Well, that's the thing is.
It's a Hell in a Cell match, so you can't end it in some sort of disqualification.
Unless the Undertaker comes up through the middle of the ring.
And then choke slams him back through it.
Could that happen?
No.
I think it's way too early to have him for Bray to have the belt.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they don't give him the belt, they're screwing this all up.
I don't know the who, what, where, when, and how, but I'm going to say Seth Rollins retains. That's my pick, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, JR. I'm glad you're sticking to it. I hate it when people change their mind.
Yeah, right.
Half of these are speculatory anyway, so. Dude,
we only have three matches.
We're in a hell of a week right now. Tonight, the war begins.
Yeah.
Even though Triple H does not call it a war, whatever.
No.
But yeah, wrestling hasn't gotten good all of a sudden for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's not a war on. Then Friday night SmackDown. Dude, can you believe we were talking about this a year ago?
It's just ridiculous.
And it's happening this Friday
It was just
night.
A part of in the news.
Right.
And now it's like in real life.
It's actually happening.
Yeah.
So, dude, a killer week ahead of us. We got a pay-per-view this Sunday. We might have to change times when it comes to actually recording this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too, because you got to think, if we do this on Wednesday, we miss out on the NXT, AEW stuff. If we do it on Thursday, we can recap that. But then what about SmackDown? Is that going to have to be a week behind?
Yeah, I think we might have to do like Tuesdays or Thursdays, one or the other.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. So we'll figure that out. Yeah. Figure that part out. You enjoy this week of wrestling. Man, tell you what, this is a wrestling lover's dream is this week.
Without
and
a doubt.
Raw kicked it off spectacularly.
They did a great job, man.
Probably 8.5 out of 10.
I'd give it my rating's up there too.
Yeah, it's way, way up there. If it wasn't for the Lacey Evans match.
Come on, leave my girl alone. Right. On that note, for Moose, I'm JR. This has been Pro Wrestling Lifers.
I'm exhausted.
I need to go take a nap before I go on to my on-air shift.
Right, I'm going home.
Rip them.